بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The hadith we read last, عن أبي أمامة إياس بن ثعلبة الحارثي رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من اقتطع حق امرئ مسلم بيمينه فقد أوجب الله له النار وحرم عليه الجنة. فقال رجل: وإن كان شيئا يسيرا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال: وإن قضيبا من أراك. رواه مسلم. Sahabi mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person that cuts out the right, he usurps, he takes away the right of someone by means of an oath. As we explained yesterday, that in Islamic court, if a person has a claim against somebody, he puts the claim together with his evidence. Al-bayyinatu ala al-mudda'i is an Islamic principle, is a fundamental, that person that's making the claim, he must surface evidence. He must provide and bring that. He must furnish evidence. So if he brings that evidence, then and the court is happy with his evidence, the court will award him that claim that he's making. But if he's not in a position now to provide sufficient evidence, then what the court will do is they'll ask the defendant to take an oath. Take an oath that what this person is saying is incorrect, or take an oath that that item, article belongs to you. And if the court is happy now, the person who's the claimant, he can't bring the sufficient evidence, then the defendant an oath. He's preventing somebody from getting their fair due, their right, whatever is owing to them. Because of his oath, he now has been awarded and he has been given unduly something that doesn't belong to him. So the hadith is saying, أُوْجَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ النَّارِ. Allah makes Jahannam wajib upon that person. وَحَرَّمَ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Pak makes Jannat haram upon him. We explain this what it means, that a person will necessarily have to go into Jahannam and he'll be prevented for some time until he's forgiven for that sin that he had committed, just because he was careless, that he had taken an oath for something that was not really his, and he claimed it by means of that oath. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if it's a small thing? Maybe he is asking, perhaps it could have been a big thing, that this is such a serious thing, that Jahannam becomes wajib upon him, Jannat becomes haram. What if it's a small thing? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, وَإِنْ قَدِيبًا مِنْ أَرَاكْ. Even if it's a twig from the Araq tree. In other words, something so insignificant, even if it's that you had taken unduly, even because of that, this punishment will have to be meted out to you. So this shows how serious every single item is that belongs to somebody else. Never ever should we be taking it unjustly. Today's hadith, an Adi ibn Amirata radiyallahu anhu qala, sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, man ista'amalnahu minkum ala amalin fakatamna makhitan fama fuqah kana hululan ya'ti bihi yawm al-qiyamah. As Adi ibn Amira radiyallahu anhu says, that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that whoever we appoint from amongst you for any work, in other words, you've been appointed to do some work, and what this person does in fulfilling his duty in his work, he takes a needle. He unjustly takes a needle or anything above a needle. Then what will happen is this will be embezzlement which he will have to bring forth on the day of Qiyamah. He will have to account for it on the day of Qiyamah. So what happened? There was a man, فَقَامَ إِلَيْهِ رَجُلٌ أَسْوَدْ مِنَ الْأَنْصَارِ كَأَنِّي أَنْزُرُ إِلَيْهِ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ اِقْبَلْ عَنِّي عَمَلَكَ. So the Sahabi is narrating the story. He says that there was a black man from the Ansar that had woken up. Now sometimes when we hear black man, then automatically we think about being racist or racial. But it wasn't like that. Sahaba had immense love for one another. When they would report hadith and they would mention something like this, a black person, they would only mention it for the sake of description, to describe it more clearly, or to describe it more, to give it a much better description for the people that will come later on to understand better exactly what happened. So he said that there was a black person from the Ansar that had stood up. It's as though I am seeing him. And this also shows that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that he had no favoritism, and there was no such thing as creating any type of discretion on the basis of color. So here there was a black person who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him appointment, had given him a position. So he came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Oh Rasulullah sallam, accept my resignation. Accept my resignation. وَمَا لَكَ قَالَ وَمَا لَكَ قَالَ سَمِعَتُكَ تَقُولَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, He told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept my resignation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, but what is the problem? So he said, I heard you saying this and this. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala wa ana aquluhu al-an man ista'malnahu ala amalin falyaji'u biqalilihi wa kathirihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I heard you saying this, that if a person, same hadith which you mentioned, that a person that has been appointed, and even if he takes a needle or what is above a needle, he will have to account for it in the day of Qiyamah. So I'm worried. If only our parliamentarians and our ministers and our people in public offices and whoever's got any duty or appointment in any office can make amal on this hadith. Immediately this sahabi, can you imagine, he's so afraid that I don't want to be accountable on the day of Qiyamah. He's coming to Rasulullah SAW and he said, please accept my resignation. I heard this hadith and out of fear of this, that I'll have to account for whatever happens on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, he was scared that he mustn't fall by even by mistake, so that he has to account for these things on the day of Qiyamah. So then he came to tell Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show us authority and to show us what he's been, he didn't try and cover up. It's, it doesn't matter, now and then if you make a mistake, it's okay. Or if it's something small, it's not serious. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, I will repeat what I said again, I'll say it again. And then he said, man ista'amallahu ala amalin, whoever is appointed, we appoint for some work, فَلْيَجِئُ بِقَلِيلِهِ وَكَثِيرِهِ, he should bring every single thing, small or big. When a person who used to be appointed in those days to collect the zakat, or to distribute the booty, etc., then he should bring every single thing, he shouldn't take anything for himself. فَمَا أُوتِيَ مِنْهُ أَخَذَ وَمَا نُهِيَ عَنْهُ إِنْتَهَى. And now Rasulullah ﷺ is saying, the person who has been given that appointment, that job, what salary he is given, that's what he must take. And what he's been prevented from, he mustn't take anything further. This is such a common thing to read, very common. In fact, that question always comes, that a person is in charge of procurement in a certain company, and when he is deciding on the tenders, he'll tell the person who is awarding the tender to, that I'm giving you the tender, but see me right, give me some 5%, 10%, because I'm giving you the tender, I'm in charge of the tenders, I'm giving it to you, so you're going to see me right. So very often the masla comes, is can a person give this person something because he awarded him the tender? Firstly, if a person is being paid for the job, normally a person who's in a procurement position, he's being paid for his job. This hadith is saying, فَمَا أُوتِيَ مِنْهُ أَخَذَ, what you've given a salary, take that. Don't even take 1 cent more, don't ask the person for a kickback to give you something just because you awarded the tender. You're being paid to do the job, you should only take your salary. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَمَا نُهِيَ عَنْهُ إِنْتَهَى, what you have been prevented from taking, don't even take 1 cent. Job or a position of amanat, he should look after it. Not even 1 cent, not even one needle or even anything more. So how can we even think of taking some type of kickback or something just because we have been in that position where we can award the contracts, or we in that position where we can collect some money, or whatever position of authority, Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Such an important hadith. Imagine all the corruption in the countries and in the government levels throughout the world can be solved if people can just make amal on one hadith, that whatever I'm taking incorrectly of the people, of the public, of the position I have got, I'll have to bring that on the day of Qiyamah, even if it means it being a needle, or the hadith we did yesterday, even if it be a twig from the Araq tree, that also I will have to account for the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilik. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.